Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now,
Hero, long three-pointer. Bang! Tyler Hero from way downtown.
Cultural change is hard.
You know, I don't know what the historical odds are or whatever that. It doesn't really matter.
It's approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
The situation we're in, we got to play well Friday.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
tomorrow. Safe, guys.
Be careful. Be careful. Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Panderer in chief, Greg Hill.
I mean, I was trembling. I got chills yesterday when he said that. We have a guy here.
That was low blood sugar.
He just wants, he wants to win. He wants to prop up his receivers. He doesn't want to tear them down.
Right, but you're separating the two, Greg.
He's not mopey. He's gung-ho. There's a better vibe down there. I can feel it. Can you feel a better vibe down there, Curtis?
It is a spectacular vibe.
Featuring the very inappropriate Danielle Murr.
I'm sitting there in the co-pilot seat,
right?
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, what if I just suddenly opened the door and then I was sucked out of this plane? It's a weird thing.
I think the lighter people are getting sucked out first.
We're stuck at 5,000 feet with Greg on board.
No, it's the call of the void.
Joined by...
They jealous of us!
Wiggy.
Danielle, what's the word I'm looking for when the person is around somebody and I could be myself?
Serendipity.
Versus...
Be authentic.
Yeah, it's like...
Authenticious.
Nikhil Harry could be authenticious.
No, authentic.
Authentic.
That was a town reference for Slain.
I didn't know what you were saying.
And behind the glass, our own Statler and Waldorf. Ken and Curtis.
You're as impartial on Cam as Sean Hannity is on Trump.
I didn't create who was responsible for the success.
Wiggy's morphing it.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney.
You're going to get a COVID?
How many have got the Godova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing bears and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
In the city of Boston. Here in the city of Boston.
Little butt. I feel kind of empty inside this morning, Wiggs.
Do you?
I gave 3 hours of my evening to my basketball team.
Yeah.
And they did not deliver for me, and I stayed up much later than I wanted to. I watched the entire game last night.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL officials did their very best to give it to our Boston Celtics.
Scott Foster was trying at the end
of the game last night, but it's a dire situation that we find ourselves in this morning.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do, Gregory, and. When you think of this game last night, you watch this game, and you going into it, I felt like, all right, this is what they needed. Everybody talked about this 1 a.m. powwow, and
yeah.
You know, captains get together, and Brad brings them together, and this is what you get.
I mean, we'll get into it, but Jason Tatum didn't even show up for the first half last night.
No, but he did for the second.
He did.
But yeah. Unfortunately, but what, I mean, by himself.
What did he end up having, 28 points last night?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
I mean, what if he had 10 in the first half?
That is true. What,
and 19 turnovers? Was it 19 turnovers or
20? 19.
Yep. Yeah. So I will do my best to not allow it to distract me during the show this morning. Danielle is off on vacation.
Well,
so,
good for her.
But Wiggy is here. Curtis is here.
Hi.
Ken is here. We are going to get to the dumbest coming up in about 40 minutes or so. Dumbest of the day at 6:45. You can do your best to beat Wiggy in our pandemic game at 8 on today's show. We will talk with... I guess we're going to get our final Red Sox front office report. Sadly, our final Red Sox front office report of the season from Sam Kennedy at 8:30. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes. I had to console you, Greg, when I told you that before the show.
Last Red Sox. Sorry, Ken. Last Red Sox front office report of the season with Sam Kennedy at 8:30.
Maybe I'll start a podcast and keep it going.
Sounds good.
And also, Christian Fourier will join us at 9, and we'll talk Patriots with Fourier. If you would like to be on the show this morning, this is the number, 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer, you could text on the text line, which is 37937.
This is... The Lead.
One of the greatest 1970s bands that there ever was, Ken, America,
nice job.
And Ventura Highway.
Oh, nailed it. You're 3 out of 4 this week.
You will never stump me when it comes to a finely crafted pop song from the 1970s or the 1980s. Never.
That's a hidden America gem, I feel like. I feel like Horse With No Name gets all the pub. And that's a biggie.
I was never a huge Ventura Highway fan, more of a Sister Golden Hair fan.
Yeah, that's classic. Well, let me go simple exercise with you all here. Talking Celtics, of course. Would you rather have Wiggy, Tyler Hero, or Gordon Hayward on your roster?
Oh, man.
Great question.
That Tyler Hero's a bad boy.
Would you rather have Bam Adebayo or Daniel Tice on your roster?
I like Bam Adebayo.
This is not going well for the Celtics.
This is not going well, and you see where this trend is going. Pat Riley is schooling Danny Ainge in terms of his roster building and what you're seeing on the court in this series. Their big four, Bam, Hero, Dragic, and Butler, are just outclassing the Celtics, whatever you want to call it, big four, with Tatum, Jalen, Kemba, and Smart. Throw in Hayward, I guess, if you want. They're outgunned. This has been the story of the series. When you have a guy, they just drafted Hero. He's a rookie. He was the 14th pick in the draft, or 13th, ahead of Romeo Langford, who the Celtics took. Their roster's better, and you're seeing it. The Celtics are not ready. They're not constructed properly, and their two stars are just not ready yet.
They're missing something.
Yep.
I mean, did you feel like that Celtics team wanted to win that game last night?
I felt like at times it's just like, and Scal talked about this, the body language is just... You know, the sense of urgency isn't there, but it all starts from the top down. You know, you blame Danny. All right, cool. You want to then the next guy to fall in line is Brad Stevens.
Heard what Greg was saying about Wick before the show. My God,
why do sports teams have coaches and managers, right, to be able to run the team and make sure the egos and be able to put game plans together and make adjustments?
I'm with you on last night, at least. I mean, you're Brad Stevens. You can't figure a way to keep Tyler Hero from scoring 37 points.
Right. I mean, come on.
Well, he did it every way possible. I mean, was it a scheme thing, or is he just freaking good?
It was no scheme. I mean, let's be honest.
What I mean.
Going into this, we had, at least up here, unless you were in the weeds basketball fan, did you know who Tyler Hero was?
No.
Well, you should now. I mean,
no, now you know his name.
He played for Calipari, correct?
Yeah, he played at Kentucky.
I mean, he's pretty good for a 12-year-old. imagine how good he's going to be when he gets becomes an adult.
when he becomes 18.
I think you're right, Ken. I'd like to bleed green or whatever, but they're done. I mean, it's over. You're not winning 3 in a row.
Right? Because
not against that team.
Because their two stars didn't play that great. You know, Jimmy Butler and the Dragon.
All right, Ken. Thank you. Curtis?
Well, Ken wants to blame Danny Ainge. I have a suspicion that Wiggy might blame Brad Stevens, but they're both wrong. The culprit here are Boston Celtic honks.
Ooh.
That is why this team is now on year 18 with Danny Ainge with only one title to show for it. Celtics fans enable mediocrity. They do not demand championships. 0-3 Red Sox, the new ownership group had just taken over for a couple years. Sox losing Game 7 at Yankee Stadium, and the pressure was immediately applied to the Red Sox ownership group, Larry Lucchino, and Theo Epstein. They brought in Schilling, they brought in Folk, they won a World Series the next year, and they won three more after that. Celtics fans are so defensive about their own team and who's a top 10 player and who's a top 15 player, and don't say this about Brad, and Danny Ainge is brilliant because he has an unprotected Memphis Grizzlies pick in 3 years. It is pathetic. Celtics fans, it is time that you demand championships. You have the most titles of any team in NBA history, but this generation of Celtics fans is very, I guess there's a malaise about them.
Right.
They need to demand championships, and it starts this offseason.
To play devil's advocate, you don't think that ownership group wants to win championships?
There's
you think, yeah, they want to win.
You think they're waiting for pressure from the fans?
No. You know what the problem is with the ownership group? You know what the problem is with the team? And I agree with Curtis to somewhat extent, but I think the bigger picture that he's missing here, the problem is they should have never hired Danny Ainge. Here's the problem.
Is this your lead?
No, it's not my lead.
Okay.
But here's the problem that you run into.
Do that one tomorrow.
We love Danny Ainge as a player, right? As the Celtics fans, you love him as a player. He was like that dirt dog, you know, that Marcus Smart type of player. You loved everything he did. He helped you win championships. And what ends up happening when he becomes in the position that he's in and now having to do what's best for the team, we give him too many passes because of if Danny Ainge was, you know, let's say he was Danny Johnson, just an average NBA exec, he would have been fired years ago.
You think?
Yes.
No.
Yes, he would have. He would have been fired years ago when it had been like, you haven't been able to get to the championship and do something. He keeps getting passes and passes and passes. The same way Cam Neely will get passes and passes and passes because they have
Because they were beloved by the city.
Yes, they have a spot in our heart.
This actually should be your lead. Do you think Danny Ainge should be fired?
I think so.
Okay. All right. I think that should be your lead. What was your lead?
My lead,
Brad Stevens should be fired?
My lead was, this is the guy that you hitched your wagon to who couldn't make the proper adjustments to, like you said, slow down Tyler Herro. Mm. Do something. I heard on the broadcast, it might have been Stan Van Gundy who said it, or Mark Jackson, run at him, throw a double team at him, make anybody else beat you but this guy because he was on fire and you made no adjustments. He just kept coming off of picks, boom, launching up threes. He was cooking who was ever trying to cover him. He was breaking them down and getting to the hole, making good passes, making shots.
You could probably get rid of Brad Stevens. You just have to pay him out because you just signed the extension with him.
Well, as an organization, you think they're sitting there going, that was a good decision by us.
All right. Wiggy wants to undergo house cleaning with regard to the Boston Celtics, both Ainge and Brad Stevens.
Andy told me he wanted Sean Grandy fired as well for some reason.
No, as long as you keep my man Cornbread, I'm cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, never mind toilet paper and Lysol wipes. It is time to start hoarding Cheetos, Slim Jims, and Pringles because the city of Berkeley, California has become the first in the nation to ban junk food.
Whoa.
Wow.
This is right up your alley, lifeguard. They have banned junk food when it comes to grocery store checkout lanes. As of March, no grocery store is allowed to sell an item with more than 5 grams of sugar or with a moderate amount of sodium.
Wow.
So,
Jesus.
When checking out at the grocery store in Berkeley, California, you will only be able to buy granola or some kind of a kale snack.
Good for them. Aren't we like one of the fattest, you know, places in the world? So,
well, you're saying good for them? You want the government telling you that you can't eat a certain food item, Wiggy?
I mean, if it's going to save life, my wife and I, a new show that we watch is 600 Pound Life. And
of course it is.
Sometimes you might you need the government to step in and go, listen, you're going to have to take that cheeseburger out of your hand.
Wiggy, can you
a granola bar.
Well, how does the saying go?
I wish the government would have stepped in on me like 5 years ago.
Wiggy, listen, sometimes, unfortunately, you get what you ask for.
And I got no problem
I think
with that.
The saying goes, first they came for my junk food, and then they came for my Popeye's chicken sandwich. How are you going to feel when they come for your Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Oh, that's a different story.
I really want Wiggy to do a live stream of him watching a 600-pound life.
Oh, man. It's pathetic. I mean, I feel bad for
put
the people.
Put that down. What are you eating?
I feel bad, but it's like they just stuff food in their gullet.
All right. We will have the opportunity to let you weigh in on Wiggy's suggestion that it's time to say goodbye to Danny Ainge and to Brad Stevens after Ken tells us what is trending this morning.
Cam Newton joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, we could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money is a free, F-R-E-E, free service of the state treasurer's office. Over $3 billion there of unclaimed property. Find your share of it at findmassmoney.com. Celtics in a 3-1 hole. Game 4 last night to the Heat, 112-109. Tyler Hero, part of the story. Turnovers, the other part of the story. Jason Tatum's first half would be the third part of that. And Tatum expressing frustration at a goose egg in half number one.
I wasn't aggressive enough. I didn't score in the first half. That's unacceptable. So, you know, I know I had to play better. And that's what I tried to do.
I'm not sure about the Celtics history franchise-wise, but the Heat are 11-0 in franchise history when going up 3-1 in a series. So they are set for the closeout Friday, 8:30.
I mean, Tatum was playing so poorly in the first half. Everybody thought he was hurt.
He was settling.
Right.
For,
this is a guy that everybody, whether it's, you know, Rich Keefe or all, the experts all say
he's a top 10 player, is
a top 10 NBA player, and he did not show up for that first half last night. It's disturbing.
It's been a strange playoffs for him. He's been at times dynamic, at times taking games over, but in clutch times he's had multiple chokes,
His shot selection because, you know, another good thing that they brought up on the broadcast, and, you know, you had a very successful basketball career.
Correct, yes.
When your outside shot's not working, what do? Get to the rim.
Get in the paint.
Get to the rim. Get in the paint. Take the higher percentage shot. Maybe you get fouled. Maybe you go to the foul line. Find your rhythm.
That's what they did Saturday night that they did not do last night.
Wiggy, I have a question.
Yeah.
Were you a ball hog?
For me, no, I wasn't.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I wasn't. Not on my state championship basketball team in Eastern 92, which we were the best team in all of New England.
I thought you told me your nickname was the Black Hole.
No, I wasn't a ball hog. I was a dirt dog. I was the, rebounder and defender. So we were nasty, too, though.
If you'd like to know about my hoop career at Neshoba Regional High School, it could be best summed up by this. During the take the charge drill, I was always the guy who they sent in to take the charge.
Dummy charge
guy. And whacked my head off the parquet every single time.
Well, Gordon Hayward stuck around in the bubble. His wife Robin announced the birth of their fourth child prior to the game. Gordon Theodore Hayward. But not a great night for really anybody. I mean, he struggled at times. Marcus Smart, one of your guy. Wiggy, 1 of 8 from 3. Anyway, they'll try it again Friday night. If there's a game 6, it will be Sunday, 7:30.
Isn't that weird to have your fourth child be the junior? Like, isn't that the first kid usually?
Yeah, usually it is, but I...
Yeah. That's, no.
This is his first boy.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
I think this is his first boy. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Patriots Wednesday injury report had N'Keal Harry creeping up with an ankle issue. He is limited. David Andrews also sat out altogether with a hand injury. Speaking of injuries, how about the Chargers team doctor report?
Is that guy still employed?
I don't know.
He basically was trying to inject the rib area and punctured the lung.
Right.
With a pain-killing injection.
He was probably trying to numb it up so he can go out there and play.
Interesting nugget about this. Their team doctor is actually Mo Lewis.
Tyrod Taylor is out indefinitely, not career-threatening per reports. Some college football cancellations, Wiggy. I don't know if you saw Notre Dame Wake Forest getting pushed. Houston, North Texas.
You knew that was coming. You knew that there were going to be teams that got, you know. But did you see Notre Dame Wake Forest? I think it's moved to December 12th or something along those lines. So it made enough room.
Red Sox a winner last night over the Orioles 9-1. Nathan Eovaldi wrapping up his season with 6 shutout innings. He threw over 100 miles an hour 5 times. Had a pretty good year outside of one clunker against the Yankees. The Rays wrapped up the AL East title last night, and Steven Stamkos came back for Tampa, scored on his first shot, first game in the playoffs. Tampa over the Dallas Stars 5-2 as they took a 2-1 series lead. And looking forward to Christian Fourier at 8 and also Sam Kennedy at 8:30.
No. Oh, Fourier is at 9.
Fourier at 9.
Pandemic is at 8.
Thank you.
Can we do Pandemic without Danielle since she is on vacation?
Isn't she like the lead, though? Like, isn't she like the host?
Like, it's like her thing. She's the host.
Well, I thought Wiggy had a really good idea that he sent some fake stories to us to be asked about today on the show.
Who did? Yeah,
you did. No, you sent out a bunch of suggestions for Pandemic, but you're playing the game. That's like, do you think the contestants pick their own questions on Jeopardy?
They might.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Let's ask Alice Trebek.
No.
Alice Trebek?
Alex.
Alex, that's what I said.
Alex, not Alice.
I know it's Alex.
Okay.
Right. I know he's not a female. You can't name a man Alice.
It's the Greg Gale Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I thought our first half, we looked, for whatever reason, we didn't look crisp. And then, you know, and obviously that showed itself in our shooting numbers. And then I thought we were lucky to be 50-44 at halftime, to be candid. And then I thought we found a nice rhythm. You know, we really attacked the zone much better in the second. We shot the ball with authority. We hit the middle, but we also screened the outside. We got great looks. I felt like we were getting good looks all night. For whatever reason, we felt, you know, our first half just wasn't as good as it's been.
Is it possible that Brad Stevens and I were watching different games last night?
I don't think Brad watches the same game we all watch.
At one point during the fourth quarter last night, I was suffering from the call of the void. I wanted to jump out of the window onto the street below. That is Brad Stevens. Wiggy says, huge mistake made when you extended Brad Stevens as your coach. And even more stunning, he says that Danny Ainge is not the guy to run this franchise. And so I'm curious what you think about that. Now, first of all, I will tell you that with regard to Alex Trebek, the incredible host of Jeopardy, and the fact that you referred to him as Alice, and then you made some mention of the fact that his name cannot be Alice because he's a guy.
Well, then I forgot Alice Cooper.
Right.
So, yeah. There is.
This 781 texter says, please remind Wiggy that it is 2020.
Yeah.
And if a parent would like to name their son Alice, they can.
Well,
and
I forgot Alice Cooper.
And they are encouraged to do so. So
is it Alice
yes,
Cooper?
There is an Alice Cooper. So, yes.
It's one of those names where you go, oh, there's no way. That's a girl's name like Stacy. And then go, oh, wait a second. I know a few Stacy. So.
Can't we all agree, Greg?
I'm going to moonwalk that one back with MJ.
When it comes to the Celtics, that there's nobody that can explain to us reasonably why you would extend Brad Stevens before the playoffs and 2 years before the conclusion of his current contract. What was the rush to do that? I didn't hear a single person saying, oh, you got to re-sign Brad Stevens.
Well, like, it must be that Danny Ainge really likes the guy, or ownership really likes the guy. I mean, I think the players really like him.
Right.
How's that looking?
Curtis, I get it. It doesn't look good. Right. I get it.
Curtis makes his point, right? So are you here to hire guys and bring in guys that you like that won't help you win a championship, or are you here to do what's best for the team and make sure you're bringing in guys that can help you win the championship, right? I mean, when you think about it, you look at Bill Belichick, his biggest goal is about winning championships. So aren't we judging you based on that? We blew Dave Dombrowski out of here after 4 years, and he won a World Series. Danny Ainge, let's look at his resume. He's been here since 2003?
Yep.
17 years. He's been in two NBA finals and won one of them.
In 17 years.
In 17.
Wow. It doesn't seem like it's that long, does it?
No, but that's the thing is that in Boston, when did it become the sort of the case that you win one championship and you have your job for life? I mean, Terry Francona was kicked out of here after being the first manager in 86 years to win a World Series.
Do you think when it comes to those who are going to Celtics games, do you think it's still the same old corporate crowd that is going to go regardless of, you know, as long as they make the playoffs, as long as they occasionally get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And they have some fun alley-oops.
That a lot of those tickets are, you know, used to be Bruins tickets were hardcore working guy Bruins fans.
Mm-hmm.
And they demanded, you know, they demanded results. They didn't get them all the time, but they demanded them. When it came to the Celtics forever, it was all, you know, business entertaining and people who had, you know, season tickets for work. I mean, do you think it's the same thing? I mean, Curtis, that was essentially your lead this morning.
Right.
Was that fans don't put pressure on the Celtics organization to deliver a championship.
Right, because the my generation of Celtics fans didn't grow up with much winning, but you always had the 16 titles in your back pocket like Yankees fans had the 26 titles. And now that they won once, and they have this up-and-coming team, and Danny's brilliance is that he continually makes deals where there are picks in 3 to 4 years down the road that you can always point to that are these brilliant deals. Because he wins a lot of his trades,
mm-hmm.
but what you win in those deals is currency to draft. And until that draft currency turns into Jason Tatum and other stars, it's meaningless.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And even with the Bruins, they've gotten a little bit soft because I think Cam is in the same position, right? The fact that that Danny played for this organization and the fact that he had success here, right? He wasn't like just some Scribini that was holding down the end of the bench. He was a guy that actually contributed to helping the Celtics win multiple championships.
And he had a great relationship with the media that now covers it.
Right, and he helped the Celtics win multiple championships. So he's always going to have a special place in our heart, and we now judge him, and the Celtics judge him on that. So they keep giving him pass after pass after, even though he makes good trades. Think about this resume. 17 years, and you've been in two finals and won one. The last time you were to the NBA Finals was 10 years ago. 10 years ago in 2010. Versus the guy that you're going against for the Miami Heat, Pat Riley, has been with that organization since 2008 and has two NBA titles.
Yeah, and it's showing up on the court, Greg. It's an interesting theory because they did nothing at the trade deadline, and I was stunned. Wiggy was as well, the inactivity.
Right.
Maybe that is the lack of pressure. Ainge is just sort of coasting. He knows he had a home run with Tatum, and he's taking his time. But if they had made a trade in the fourth quarter of that game last night, they go with their best lineup, I'll grant him, but it's a small lineup, and they go right to Bam in the post, and boom. They had to pull whoever was off the court, they put Tice back in. They're undermanned.
In a must-win game, a game in which you can even the series, you can't turn the freaking ball over 19 times.
And we can all agree.
And where was Tatum? I'm sorry. You gave him a pass and said he ended up with 28 points in the mm-hmm. second half. He was absent. He was like Ed Markey. He was present in the first half.
Oh, that's a cheap shot. But he
gave you nothing.
I would agree.
And he's supposed to be a superstar.
Right.
Jason Tatum choked last
night.
And
the problem with Tatum is this. This is the problem. And this is what I always will say. I think he's on the rise to being a very, very good and a superstar in this league.
The problem
with him right now, he's too inconsistent. He might play, like you said, he's in the second half, he's one a top 10 player in the NBA. But in the first half, he's not even cracking the top 50. So
he's got pressure to do it all. I mean, look at Butler. Butler doesn't have to be a star every night. He just distributes to who's ever
hot,
whether
Butler,
it's Robinson or Hero.
But when
Tatum
is,
has to shoot
but
those
when
shots.
Is every, when has anybody ever put Jimmy Butler in the conversation of being one of the top 10 players in the league? And when you are that type of guy, you're one of the top 10 players in the league, i.e. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, the guys that are still around, Luka Doncic, night in and night out, you got to go out there and put that work in. You put the team on your back. That's the reason why you're viewed as being a top 10 player. And Tatum doesn't do that. You can't go, well, he hits too much pressure on him. If you want to be a top 10 player, you got to be able to handle that pressure.
This is Paul. Paul, what's going on?
Great, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
You think if there's a live crowd last night, they would have won?
If they had fans? I don't.
Yeah, fans. Yeah.
But you could say the same thing about the Miami Heat or any team. It's like,
okay.
I think the fans at this point obviously help with, but both team, neither team is playing in front of fans. What this shows. Who's the better coach team, right? Because there's no fans, there's none of that. So the coach, who's the better coach team, and which team's players show up night in and night out?
Well, both teams struggled in the first half.
Yeah, they both played
they
like
shooting wise.
But which yes, I thought maybe the NBA's to blame. Why do you have a 3-day layoff?
Yeah,
it's the product
that
suffered.
Yeah,
we all thought the Celtics would be benefited by that more so than the Heat. And when we had Scal on, and I brought up to him the Brad Stevens conversation. You would have thought I was asking him if Belichick should be fired. I mean, the defense of the media around this team is embarrassing. They have won once, and it was when Kevin McHale did a solid for Danny Ainge and set Kevin Garnett here for a couple lobster rolls. I mean, that is the reason they won that championship.
Wiggy,
and so we protect this team like they're freaking the Patriots.
Wiggy, here's a Celtics fan, true and green, texting in, who says, please ask Wiggy to name another coach GM combo in the league that has been to the conference finals 3 of the last 4 years. So they're okay with that. That texter is okay with that. Can you name another one?
Steve Kerr, and what's the GM out in Golden State?
Have they been 3 of the last 4 years?
Didn't they win like 4 championships in 5 years?
Yeah, they had a good run.
All right, okay, so... So when you look at it, when you look at teams, we've given Brad Stevens credit as far as what we think his or what I think his ceiling is. His ceiling is he can get you to the conference championship, but can you win?
But do you think if Spoelstra, if the coaches switch teams, you really think Spoelstra would have this Celtics team winning the series? Because I don't.
Well, maybe he makes the adjustments. Look what Spoelstra's been doing. He's been playing a lot of the zone. He's making it difficult on Kemba Walker, right? We've heard about teams where it was Nick Nurse going a boxing one on Kemba, making it difficult. So what do you
but
do?
But they're a good defensive team. I mean, you got to credit Butler and Iguodala for being defensive stalwarts. So that's part of the reason.
If you're Brad Stevens, you have to adjust in that game for Hero.
And wait,
he had 37 points.
Right,
it was
and
embarrassing
he was
for the Celtics
out.
Last night.
And everybody's always said about this. We've always said about the Celtics, they're a good defensive team. Now all of a sudden, now you're saying they're not a good defensive team, Ken?
Well, no. I mean, I think they are. Last night, Hero got loose, but Hero's been consistently 10-point per game guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to get his points. He got too many
but
last
he's
night.
But he shouldn't be the guy. You should have an answer for him.
That was the biggest game of the Celtics season last night, and Jason Tatum scored nothing in the first half, and Tyler Hero, who nobody in Boston knew about before the series, almost got 40.
Yeah,
well, none of them showed up. Let's put a lot on Tatum, but none of Jaylen Brown didn't show up. Kemba Walker.
But isn't Tatum your best player?
Marcus Smart had 2 or 3 significant turnovers when they needed him. I mean, big ones last night.
Yeah, Tatum is your best player. But you also can't, if we're going to give credit to Jaylen Brown the other night when he scores 27 or whatever the hell he scored, you got it, and Kemba Walker, those are your, like, and I know, Curtis, you hate when I say it, but that's like your big three. So you need those guys, at least 2 of the 3, to be playing well.
Okay, if they didn't play well, then how are you going to blame the coach? I mean, if nobody showed up, if the players didn't play well, then why is it Stevens' fault?
You got to make adjustments. If you know your team's not playing well, you
Wiggy wants to clean house. He wants Ainge gone and he wants Stevens gone.
What's wrong with that?
Listen, it's an interesting take.
But can we agree on Brad Stevens, though, that he may be a coach that's great at taking mediocre players and bringing them to another level, but he is not the coach to take great players and bring them to a championship?
He is the kind of coach, I think, who works well with young guys.
Yep.
And is
Which
nice.
They still have.
He's a nice man. He's a comfortable guy to be around.
Yeah, he seems like a great guy.
What an insult.
He creates a vibe. There's a pleasant vibe over there.
Look at how they blew out, what's his face, Tito. They blew him out of here when they're not doing well, and they blew Farrell out.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we'll get to the dumbest of the day in about 10 minutes. And then at 7, irrational fear in the news this morning. The candy item that a Massachusetts man ate every day that killed him. This is a complete irrational fear. If you love this candy item, it's not Chuckles. It's not Chuckles. If you love this candy
item. Wellness check on Ordway.
You may need to change your routine if you love this candy item. So we will get to that coming up at 7 on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Tomorrow, it is a Patriots Friday here at WEEI, and on this show, Julian Edelman, Highway 11, as he is referred to by Cam Newton, and Julian will be on around 6:30 or so, and then we will talk with twin number two, as Cam Newton has deemed him to be, Jason McCourty, sometime during the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can listen on the radio.com app. And it's easy, simple to do. Don't worry about a lot of technology being involved. Very simple to download the radio.com app and to take us anywhere you go. Do you think, I don't want to distract him because I know it's important that he focus on playing football, but do you think Cam Newton would be willing to give a nickname to each member of this show? I mean, Ken has probably the most nicknames on the program. Ken Jong-un.
Yeah, the lifeguard. The new one, yeah.
Wiggy is now known around the station as Stan because he is obsessed with Cam Newton.
Stan the man.
Do you think Cam Newton would be willing, like if we sent him some photos, do
I think you need more than photos. I think you would need like
background information.
Like 10 seconds of 15 seconds of who you are.
Yeah. I feel like mine would probably be food related if he were if he were to get to know us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You have to like, because usually nicknames
like Bernays or something like that. Like maybe that would be mine. I don't know.
What is it?
Bernays. That's a sauce. Bernays.
Yeah, I know, but that's not a cool nickname.
Bernays. Well, it's not about, it's not, nicknames are not always about being cool. I mean, they're,
yeah, but they gotta still sound.
Sometimes they're poking fun.
Yeah, but they still, even if they're poking fun, it's gotta come off and like, all right, you know, I like that.
Well, Greg likes tasty nicknames more than cool nicknames.
Speaking of Cam Newton, a texter says, Wiggy this morning is ready to get rid of Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens, but he wants to sign Cam Newton to a long-term deal after two games.
Oh, did you hear any of Teddy Bruschi yesterday on OMF? He was taking a hammer to Wiggy.
Oh, awesome. He was?
Unsolicited shot, first out of the gate.
About Cam Newton?
About Wiggy's gushing over Cam.
Do we have audio?
Yeah.
All right, this is Teddy Bruschi yesterday afternoon on this station with OMF.
Things are still going good for Cam. Okay, week one goes good. You run for a bunch of touchdowns. You go to Seattle. I mean, you're throwing it for 400 yards. Wiggy's kissing your ass every time you talk on the radio.
So that's the first just out of nowhere. And then they asked about the Cam extension, and Bruschi just he shut that right down. No chance.
That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, I can't. I listen to you guys, and I hear Wiggy talking about it, and you guys mention it and bringing up the sound and all that stuff. And I'm like, come on, man. I mean, it's just way too soon. I don't think it's – I think – this is what I think Bill's having fun doing, having fun coaching again.
He's basically calling you a boof.
Yeah, total boof.
To use your word.
Well, guess what? Yeah. When we're sitting here next year and Teddy's on the radio going – I wonder what the Patriots are going to do a quarterback this year. You know, it's trying to, who do you think they got to find? They got to find a guy. They haven't been able to find a guy since Tom Brady left. Well, now they had Cam Newton, but you let him go.
Oh, Cam Newton nickname for me from a 603 texter from the Granite State.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's Benedict.
Like then we can shorten it to like G Dick.
What?
Like Greg's Benedict.
Wiggy. Well, I guess you could.
You could shorten it.
We got LeBud. Oh, boy. My germ.
We didn't play the best part of that, and maybe we don't have it, but I loved Bruschi with OMF yesterday when he said people would get their ass kicked for celebrating a moral victory on his Patriots teams, and I thought that was such a perfect shot at the overreaction by fans and players this week.
Yeah.
But isn't it true, 2 weeks, aren't you supposed to evaluate what the team looks like? And we do that with every team in the NFL.
Yes.
So why all of a sudden now we don't do that?
No.
Well, because I thought when the Patriots lost, it wasn't a good thing.
Listen, I think Belichick, he does this all the time anyway, but he was gushing about this Raiders team yesterday and about what they've done there. So, I mean, I think the great thing is you got another great challenge this week. And
they're a 6-point favorite. I mean, that's Belichick going Cam trying to butter up the opponent.
But, what you were saying yesterday, the real issue for the – or one of the issues is really the run stop. And you gotta be able to do that on Sunday. So
And you got to be able to put pressure on the quarterback. If you can't put pressure on the quarterback, sooner or later those guys come open. And that's what the Patriots have. That right now, that's the one issue when you look at this team where they need to get better. They need to get better there.
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Wiggy and the Mofos.
What's up? What's up, Jeff?
What's up? Hey, Greg, it was nice seeing you on Saturday, by the way.
Hey, I just got a text from my friend Tom, who owns the Brunswick up there in Old Orchard Beach, where we had the third annual beach cornhole tournament on Saturday. And he said, after witnessing a well-run social distancing event with everyone following the guidelines, the governor of Maine has decided to allow the people of Massachusetts into the state of Maine.
Oh, wow.
So I can take full credit for that. The Governor Mills switched things up yesterday, and now that summer is over, that's the way these people operate.
Yep.
Now that summer is over, you can go to Maine without having a negative test, first of all. So,
but wait a minute. The tournament was this weekend.
This past weekend. And then she announced the guidelines yesterday.
So you went
Tuesday
to Maine this past weekend?
Yes.
Before the okay.
Yes. Yes, everything is fine. Everything she determined that event went well. And
that's real change,
Greg.
Yeah. That's real change.
What are you calling about, Jeffrey?
So nicknames that we could give Ken and Curtis. Ken will be Caillou because he complains and rats out everybody. and Curtis can be Mr. Mackey because he's just bald and goes, okay.
I don't know. I think we'll let the expert do that.
Try again next
week,
Joe.
That is Cam Newton. All right. Coming up after 7, as I mentioned, the candy item that a Massachusetts man ate every single day, which tragically ended up taking his life. So if you're somebody who eats the same candy every day, you might want to be concerned about this. We'll get to this after 7, but right now we will get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, Curtis, we examined everything, almost everything that happened in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
Well, school is somewhat back in session here in the great state of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and in Arlington yesterday, a father got a call from the school nurse after being told that his child is going to be sent home because he sneezed twice at school.
He sneezed.
Yes.
Twice.
Yes.
At school.
Yep.
And so now the child has been sent home.
So, I'm sorry if I don't pronounce this correctly, but his name is Lancinette Keita, I believe is the name. And we're going to hear from the student and the father discussing what happened.
Okay.
Home. I sneezed 2 times. Then the teacher told me to go to the nurse.
What were you thinking when she told you to go to the nurse?
I was thinking I didn't have anything, just a couple sneezes.
I feel so upset about it. He don't have any fever, he don't have any symptom. No one. And he's okay. Okay, and I check his temperature. Everything was perfect.
Yeah, the perfect temperature. Everything
What
has happened to us? I mean, this happens to adults all the time,
right?
Where you sneeze in public or you cough,
right.
And you're immediately panicked that everybody's going to think that you're patient zero.
Oh, you can't do that no more in public.
This teacher shipped this little fourth grader home, and the kid can't go back to school because he sneezed twice during allergy season?
Yes, he has to get a negative test before returning to school.
I thought it was 3 negative tests before he could go back.
It's an abundance of caution.
Like the NHL bubble.
The lifeguard. Ruling from the lifeguard on that? Is
abundance
that okay?
Of caution. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Better safe than sorry.
Should we do that in the workplace, too? Like, if somebody sneezes or they have the sniffles, should we send them home immediately?
I've been trying to send Curtis home for a week.
I mean, is sneezing? I don't even know.
I didn't even know that was
It's not a symptom.
What are you talking about?
If the kid couldn't smell the hot dogs and mac and cheese that he was having for lunch, maybe. But, I mean, if he had a fever, maybe. But, I mean, we're shipping the kid home because he sneezed twice in class?
You know how this wasn't a problem with COVID? He's in the fourth grade, and he's fine.
It's not even a symptom.
So what are they supposed to do? Just stay home with the kid until he's allowed to go back to school?
I guess he's sick.
He's so cute, too. He's talking like he's like,
I know.
I just sneezed twice. What the hell are these morons doing?
Well, they basically put a scarlet C on the poor kid's head.
Kenan, it's not a symptom. Symptoms for COVID. Chills, coughing, shortness of breath, fatigue, muscle ache, headache, loss of taste and smell. Runny noses, run-on sentences, you know, diarrhea.
cases.
diarrhea of the mouth. That's a symptom that Wiggy has.
Wanting to fire Danny.
Hey, yeah, that should be COVID confirmed death.
I mean... What do they ship them off to the Corona colony? Do we have Corona colonies now on islands like we used to have with the leper colonies? I mean, the poor kid now.
We had hotels, which I ship them to prison.
They put them in a prison cell.
COVID ins.
That's what they do.
Imagine you're at work, like this kid's dad. You get a call from the school. You think something horrible's going on, right. And you find out. You get home, and your son tells you he sneezed twice.
Well, no, the worst part is the poor guy got to leave work,
right?
Because he's got to figure something out. And then, like, what's going on? Is my kid okay? Yeah, no, he sneezed, but you can't sneeze in school.
He sneezed twice.
That's it.
Well, that's their side of the story. Maybe this, he was coughing all over.
They are not lying. Okay,
this is utterly.
Well, how do you know?
I mean, that's utterly ridiculous.
Kids don't lie.
You can make yourself sneeze if you look into the light. Like you can, yeah. I mean, you can sneeze from dust. Anything. You can sneeze from allergies. You can sneeze because you have a cold, but it has nothing to do with the coronavirus sneezing.
No?
Could you picture the teachers running through the hall saying, "We got a sneezer! We got a sneezer!
Send that kid to the gulag!
Kick him out!"
That's it.
Well, that's Arlington for you,
man.
And that is the dumbest of the day. We will be right back with the tragic story of the Massachusetts man who ate one particular candy every single day, and sadly, it has taken his life.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.